This is such an exciting episode because this is one of the very first live podcasts I have ever done. I have my dear friends, Brittany Aldean and Caitlin Brown joining me. Amara Hall is kicking the whole thing off with some spoken word. She's a vibe queen to the max, getting the mood set right. And then we just get into a great conversation. Brittany, Caitlin, and I get into a great conversation about life on the road with their hubbies, their superstar hubbies, Jason Aldean, Kane Brown, being new moms, dealing with the haters, using their platform for good, what they've learned along the way. It is such a great, soulful conversation. We also have some Q&A from the audience. This was so much fun, and I am so excited that we're going to share this live interview with you right now. So get excited. Here is Amara Hall kicking it off, and Brittany Aldean and Caitlin Brown.
Y'all, give it up for the host of Get Real, Caroline Hobby.
This is so cool. And she's like, got the vibe. She's a DJ. She does the spoken word. She's also a supermodel. Y'all probably can tell, though. Show us a little strut, Amara. Show us a little strut. Give us a little supermodel strut.
Oh, you mean this?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Oh, yes, please.
Stop.
Amara's one of my dearest friends. I'm so happy she's here kicking this off, getting the vibe right. Thank y'all all for coming tonight. So happy y'all are here. This is one of the very first live podcasts I've ever done. It's actually my second one I've ever done. I knew immediately that I needed to have Brittany Aldean and Caitlin Brown join me because they are two of the most inspirational women that I know. I know that y'all love following them. Who loves following their lives? Is anybody in here Brittany Aldean and Caitlin Brown fan? Okay, I know this table right here drove 6 hours, skipped school, waited in line since 1 p.m. to be here. So we are so thankful y'all are here. Without further ado, please welcome Brittany Aldean and Caitlin Brown to the stage. Look at these hot mamas. This is how I feel when I'm around Brittany and Caitlin. I feel like fireworks are just going off all the time. Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. Come join. Hey, hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, everyone. How's everybody doing? Y'all, I need alcohol for this situation.
I need to switch my water out for some alcohol, but I actually got a little too drunk on that table on Friday night.
And you're still feeling the hangover.
Still recovering.
Ooh.
Yes. Hey, that's what happens, I guess, now that when you're a mom.
Yeah, things change after you have
Completely.
A child. The hangovers
are
the same,
but it's actually true.
The hangovers are like a million times worse, and they're just not worth it unless they're worth it.
Yeah. Right. It has to be a special event like tonight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you need to have a babysitter
struggling
the next
tomorrow.
Day.
It's worth it. Y'all are worth it.
Parents' night out. Uh-huh. How has life changed since becoming moms? Because y'all are both new moms, MILFs, I must add. I mean, sorry. You know it's true. How has it changed becoming new moms? Because y'all have such busy lives already. On the road with your husbands. You both have your own businesses. You were burning it from both ends already. And now you have beautiful children. Tell me about your life.
Go ahead, Kate.
Go on. Our life is busy. I mean, and now having a baby... I mean, you get it. You have two.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But, I mean, you kind of just becomes your new norm, and you just figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
I had no idea how to be a mom, and I'm just figuring it out every day.
It's hard. It's definitely hard, too, when your husband's not around a lot, or you have to make the decision, do I stay home this week? Do I go on tour and live on a tour bus and live... You know, it seems glamorous, but then all of a sudden you're in a bunk and your child's in a bunk and zipped in. That's the crib. And you're like, what is life? What is happening? We're like rolling down the road and it's weird. But yeah, things just change. And it goes from kind of like this party lifestyle. Everything's about you and your husband and your marriage and everything. And then all of a sudden you have kids. And I mean, I'm sure a lot of y'all know it's just not about you anymore.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a huge wake-up call. One that I needed, for sure.
Why do you think you needed that?
I think, well, I met my husband when I was 25.
25?
25. We've been together for almost like 7.5 years. So,
hey.
Yeah, and when you really put that into perspective, you're young. Like, I felt like I was a child, really, you know? And at the time, I was just a little selfish and like,
as we all are at 25.
Yeah, and it was about me. And Jason always said, you know, kids would be really good for you because, like, all your whole life is your dog. I'm like, no, I know. And I loved it like that. But, you know, so, and then when I had children, I was like, ah, this is it. This is what people talk about, and it's kind of annoying to you when you're single and younger.
It's so annoying, isn't it?
You're like, oh, your kids.
Stop talking about your kids.
And you have them.
I know.
And you can't talk about anything else.
So I know.
It kind of hit me hard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you got a fresh one out the oven, Kingsley.
Yeah, she'll be 4 months on the 29th.
She's not the most precious. I just eat those cheeks up.
I know.
Oh.
We actually surprised Brittany and Jason, and me and Kane and Kingsley went to his show in Knoxville the other night. And that was actually her first show. So she has like the cute little headphones with the little cat ears on top. And she is so stinking cute. I'm sorry. She is.
She's so cute.
How did she like her first show?
She's so good. I think because when I was pregnant, I would sit side stage every night. And that's when I would feel her kick.
Did she dance?
The vibrations. Yeah. She would dance. Yeah. And so now we're at Kane's rehearsals like every day this week. And she'll be wide awake. And as soon as we get there, and it's so loud, she just goes right to sleep, like, the whole time. And I think it's
almost
just her
soothing.
Comfort. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's comforting to her. And she sleeps great on the bus, so.
Oh, so you zip them in, that's how you do it?
Well,
how do you do it?
We do. Is that wrong? That sounds so bad.
I don't know.
No, but it's like a built-in crib. It's a built-in crib. And
sounds
reason,
intense.
Intense, I know, in theory. But, you know, especially Memphis, because he's 2 and he's a little crazy right now. Like, you have to keep him in there, and you're rolling around the road, and so, I don't know, you zip him in.
I actually call Brittany for all, like, my road advice for babies on the road, because obviously this is my first time, and they just put a crib in our bedroom in the back of the bus, and I'm like, how do I use this thing? And then I was like, if you're on a tour bus, they tell you do not drink the water. So if you're brushing your teeth, you use water bottles. You know what I mean? You can shower in it, but you don't really know where they're filling up with that water while you're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably not a good idea. So
like
I'm
gas
like,
station water. So
do you bathe them in it, or am I going to be pouring water bottle after water bottle on my baby?
Builds the immune system.
That's right. You got to build it somehow. So you're saying water. Where does that mean you're from?
Where are you from?
Water.
Like you're from
Water, Pennsylvania.
Okay, is that what they say there? Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
What part are you guys from?
Johnstown.
I've heard of it. Is that west? Western? I'm like Philadelphia area.
Do you say water? Do y'all say water?
Oh, come on. Tell them you say water.
I say water.
I love it. You say water?
Yeah. I'm
Thank
from Baltimore.
You.
I say
okay,
water.
Okay, there you
you're
go.
You're also from Baltimore.
Okay, easy.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to get in so much trouble. I'm saying
now
it all
I'm feeling
wrong.
Under attack.
It must be like the Eastern.
It's the East Coast thing.
East Coast.
It's the East Coast thing.
East Coast.
Okay, so how has it been being best friends? In case y'all didn't know this, they have the same exact birthday also. I was asking him when we were walking in the stairwell, I was like, does your birthday really make you similar to someone? Like, are y'all really alike? Are signs really that similar? And you're like, yes. Tell me why.
I think so. Just because I honestly feel like she's just a younger version of me, but still like maybe more mature than I was at her age, but younger version than me in the sense of we have a lot of the same interests. We both sing. Yeah. We're passionate about things. We kind of live the same life. I don't know. Maybe and that's why it makes me feel that way.
We think a lot on a lot of different topics.
And so, but we're Geminis, and a lot of times when you talk about Geminis, people are like, oh my God.
You're crazy.
No, crazy. No, I am. And full blown, my poor husband. But I mean, it is, I don't know. That's just like my personality.
What's your crazy?
Huh?
What does your crazy look like? Should we relate it?
Can we talk about that?
Y'all plug your ears up there.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm a passionate person about the things I care about, whether that be animals or husbands or family or friends or babies. Like, I'm just a passionate person. And, you know, I don't know. I mean,
I think it's great to be passionate.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of, like, Jason calls it the double-headed monster because he's like, I don't really know who I'm going to get. But I'm more consistent these days now that I have children.
Right.
Yeah.
Levels you out.
Yeah. So finally this year, we're actually going to have a combined big old birthday party.
Big old birthday bash.
Big old birthday bash.
Yes. Yeah. We've been trying, but we keep getting pregnant.
Yeah.
So we're trying to not be pregnant this June and have a party together. And finally, it's been 3 years, but
yeah, no, it's been a while.
That's been talking about it.
Yeah, we were talking about with Caroline. We're like, you know, the first time we went out on tour with them, Brittany was pregnant. Then Brittany was pregnant again. And then I was like, all right. So then we went out the next year or two.
Yeah, then you got pregnant.
I think. And then I was pregnant. So
if you're pregnant, I swear to the. We can't. We gotta have a party.
So is there something in the water on the tour buses? Or
no,
what?
No. I think there's something in the water in Nashville.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, called IVF.
Got it. I'll stick to tequila then.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Tequila's fine.
Brittany, you've been open about your journey with IVF because IVF, a lot of women go through that. I used to think, oh, I'm just going to snap my fingers and I'll get pregnant. And it did not necessarily go that way. So what was your journey?
Well, it's funny, and this sounds bad to say, but I feel like a lot of people spend a lot of their life trying not to get pregnant.
Exactly.
And then when you want to get pregnant, you're not able. You know, or like for in my case, I had endometriosis and didn't know that. And so I went through a lot of things, couldn't get pregnant. It took us about a year and a half to have Memphis. And we went through some ups and downs before that for a long time, actually. And
it was emotional.
It's awful. It really is. And the man doesn't really quite know how to handle it because, I don't know, like the men are just different when it comes to emotions and things like that.
Well, it's not their bodies and they don't realize that you're putting yourself through so many hormone things because you're going through IVF, which is hormonal. It's all you want. You're like, why is my body not working, you feel like? Yeah. Everyone else is getting pregnant. And guys are just going on about their day. They just think, oh, it'll happen when it happen.
Yeah, exactly. But also, when I felt this way, and maybe you guys can relate in a sense, like when I wanted to get pregnant, everyone around me was getting pregnant.
Yes.
But I couldn't. So it was like extra hard, you know, because I felt like Instagram, I didn't even look at Instagram for the longest time because I was like, everyone's having babies and I can't.
How do you navigate those feelings? Like, how do you navigate them?
Well, I internalize a lot. And so I just would kind of just get a little down and not really speak on it, but it's a thing. And, you know, I realized when I was going to all my appointments and stuff during IVF, the lobby was full of women all the time. And I was like, this is more common than I think people know. You know, and I think a lot of people struggle and it's sad. A lot of tears in that place and I got it. Mm-hmm. I understood because it was me a lot of times too, you know, so. But it's okay because then I had Mims and then we immediately wanted to get pregnant with another one because I didn't know how long that was going to take and I wanted them to be close. And then I got pregnant the first try that time. So they're 14 months apart. So,
but Irish but twins.
I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way now, but it was a very long journey for sure.
Yes. So.
What? You're not the only one if you're going through struggles, just so you know.
And I love that women are speaking out about that now because I think, to me, and I actually kind of want to talk about this with you guys about social media because I feel like y'all navigate your social media in such an amazing way. There is so much pain that comes with social media because you can compare yourself. You can feel less than. You can feel like everyone else is crushing it. But then there's also this avenue that I feel like you guys really tap into. Like, yes, y'all's life is so amazing and y'all are so beautiful, but you're also, you take moments to be real and show the other side of life too, which I personally think is what we're all looking for, to see like, okay, they're just like us, you know?
Right.
And I love that women are using social media these days to talk about, like you talked about your fertility journeys, and women are using this platform to say, okay, like I'm struggling here.
Absolutely. I mean, I appreciate that with other people.
Yeah.
If I follow somebody that I really, you know, kind of admire and look up to on Instagram, sounds silly, but it's true.
It's true.
You know, and I look at them and if they're having a hard day or they're like, you know, they're just being real, I appreciate that. So I like to talk about things like that too because I feel like it makes other people feel better about themselves.
Yes.
You know, and I always say this though, Instagram's a highlight reel. So like what you see is probably a picture from like a week and a half ago. It's not even current. I'm like, I actually have pimple cream on, but this picture.
Retweet.
don't take it like too. You
retweet.
Know. But like personal, so.
Yeah, totally. It is the highlight reel.
Yeah.
So everyone in this room obviously is fans of you guys. Tell me though, where you guys. Y'all haven't had it easy. Like it hasn't been like this perfect ride. Like I know y'all both started off as singers. You. Like, we're on a journey to find your career path. You met Kane by doing a music video because y'all had the same music producer. And, like, tell me about your journey a little bit and how you got, like, what you started chasing, what got you into music, and then how you met and fell in love with your husbands.
Yeah.
Well, throw that champagne back.
Yeah. Right.
I need this.
I thought that was the microphone.
Me and Kay met through music. My mom was taking me for like auditions. I loved like musicals and stuff since I was like 5-6 years old. And then when I was about 19 years old, I was living in Orlando with my manager. We were working down there. I wasn't living with my manager. let me rephrase that. But that's where he was based, and I moved down to Orlando. And a few years later, into like me working on my career, Kane was kind of just starting out, and we were working with the same producer out of Atlanta, and I was recording down in Miami, and he had Actually, let me back up. A year before we actually met, I was shooting a music video, and I want him to be the guy in the music video. But Kane was not Kane that you guys know. So Kane was just like, this producer was like, yeah, I'm working with this guy, Kane, and he's really great. And we are like the same age. He's like, you should use him in the video. But Kane had his first sold-out show ever at this bar in North Carolina that night. And so we were like, oh, whatever. Then we met a year later, and then... everything happened pretty fast. I went to
Was it instant?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And then I came up to Nashville. He just moved up here, and he's like, come hang out in Nashville. And we had the best time in the entire world.
What like made it so fun?
I don't even know. I guess it was like such a spontaneous, like, I was a little nervous because I'm like, I don't know this guy. You know what I mean? But I needed to go. I needed to like be young, live my life. All my friends were in college, and I was out here like trying to find my career and everything. So I came up here, and we had the best weekend, hung out with all of his friends, and then I never left.
Really? never went back?
I went back to Orlando to get my bags.
And then that was it?
That was it. And then
y'all been together ever since?
Ever since, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. What was it about Kane that you just knew?
You know, I don't know, but I remember we went to Bar Louie in the Gulch, and he was sitting across from me. He was talking about something, and I wasn't listening because I was just like, I'm marrying you.
Like, you just knew.
I just knew it. Yeah. He was just cool. He didn't try. He wasn't like, you know, some guys are so lame, like trying to act cool in front of you. And he was just like so chill and normal. And I was like, you are my person. And here we are.
There you are. I love it. How did you know Jason was the one?
Oh. Well, if you know my husband, which I think there's a few of you in this room that do, he is honestly like the most humble person. And he had already been well established before I came along, obviously. And to just see somebody like that in that situation, to be so humble and awesome, and you wouldn't even know, y'all know, you wouldn't even know that he was the person he is. It's like he hops on stage and is a completely different person. So I felt that it was endearing. I was like, you're just a normal guy. And honestly, at the time I was living in LA, and California is a hard spot. Like I went from LA to Vegas, but both of those cities were very difficult because I'm from the South. So the guys are just a little, the guys are a little different out there if you're from there. In the sense of, you know, you're just used to like Southern men and stuff, you know? And he was just a very nice person. And just, it was endearing the way that he didn't act like he was who he actually was, because I mean, it didn't matter to me at all. I had been dancing for a pro team that was surrounded by people that
were
like
a pro dancer.
Yes.
Who were you dancing for?
The Charlotte Bobcats. So I danced for the NBA for a couple years, and so I was kind of surrounded by all that stuff anyways, and so it didn't, and I think that's probably why it was appealing to him, because I wasn't like Jason Aldean, you know? It's kind of like, oh, nice to meet you, you're a human. It's okay, and he acted that way, and he's just like the most humble person ever. He's like, yeah, babe, let's go to Walmart. I'm like, no, you can't just go to Walmart.
But he will just go to Walmart.
But he does, and he's like, I'm not gonna change, you know? He's just such a good person. So at the end of the day, it was that he wasn't, once again, like Kane, like trying to be anything else or whatever. He is who he is. He's a Georgia boy, and he is unapologetically him.
That's what people love,
sexy.
Though. That's what people love. People want authenticity.
Yeah.
Authenticity.
Authenticity.
Thank you. Say that 3 times in a row. Authenticity. They do. I feel like that's what we're all craving. That's what I'm craving. Yeah. And we're latching onto that. And it's nice when you can like feel like, oh, that person's me.
Yeah.
You know?
That was like Kane tonight. He was like, I was like, babe, what should I wear? And he's like, sweatpants and a sweatshirt. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's not right.
I'm like, gosh, like, that's awesome. You know what I mean?
And
like,
then I said, is this weave too much? And
no.
He was like, no, babe, wear the hair.
Can we wear the hair.
Can we get some hand claps for
this
weave, though, one time?
Yes!
Girl.
I'm telling you.
That's a good man.
But Brittany, I texted you the other day because you posted a picture where you had this like incredible ponytail with like stuff in it, like bedazzled and braids and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love how you embrace style. Like, it is such a part of who you are. Both of you guys do.
Yeah.
But I just love it because I'm like, you love fashion.
Love.
Why not do what you love and like express yourself? And I think it is so bold and beautiful to do that, just to like be like, this is what I'm feeling and I'm gonna rock it all the time.
Yeah.
It inspires me to like be bold.
Thanks, Caroline.
I love that.
I know. Well, it's fun being a girl. I feel like you can add hair in or add lashes. It's like, I'm a whole new person.
You know, King calls me Mrs. Potato
For a
Head.
Day.
Every time I take my makeup off at night, I'm like, here's an eyelash, here's this, here's hair extensions. He's like, okay, Mrs. Potato Head, just keep taking that shit off.
No, I swear to God, what I look like in the morning and what I look like at night is a totally different human.
Don't let this
And I think
you.
I fooled Jason, but at that point, he was too far in. You know, and people say, you know, makeup's false advertisement. I'm like, no, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I honestly don't, you know, I don't think it's false. I think it's great.
It's great.
Yeah. Or I'm like, when they're like, see, babe, you don't need makeup. I'm like, well, that first day that we met, like, if I wasn't wearing makeup, would you have wanted to hang out
Exactly.
Again?
I look like my brother.
No.
Honestly.
Your brother's good looking, though.
He's cute. But he's a boy.
Right, right.
You know, I like just, I need it. I need it. I want it. I like it. People say,
I like
you don't
it.
Need to wear the makeup. No, I like it. It makes me happy.
It's very
If it doesn't make you happy, I'm actually really jealous. Like, because I wish I could, I just can't. And it's fine.
But I think that's how all things should be. Do what makes you happy. If it makes you feel good, rock it. If it doesn't, don't. You know?
It's expressive for me.
Yes.
You know, it's like, what am I going to be tonight? Do I want to wear the sweatpants? It's fun. Fashion's fun. Being a female's fun.
Yeah.
I think so. Rock the weave.
Heck yeah.
Rock
if you
your
want.
Weave.
You know?
So talk to me about Superstar Life. What is it like being, because y'all are so down to earth. You're talking about your husband's being so down to earth, but you guys are so down to earth. And what is it like being in this bright light spotlight lifestyle? Like, what is it like everybody wanting to know about your lives? Like, everyone, like, wondering what's going on. How do you navigate that?
I mean,
I think it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone thinks it's, like, super glamorous, but...
Is it not always super glamorous?
No.
No.
It's not.
Not
like,
at all.
Like,
it's
today, this is the best part of my day, honestly, so I'm so excited for this. Hang out with all you ladies. But let me tell you, I have felt like crap the last 4 days, and we had about 50 people at our house at 7:30 this morning filming, and we got done right before I got here.
Yeah.
And so to like meet people, and because first impressions are everything, and everyone's so quick to judge. So if I'm not like, hi, it's so nice to meet you, because I feel like I'm about to throw up, then they're probably gonna go back later that day and be like, Caitlin's kind of rude, or you know what I mean? When you're having an off day.
That's the thing, you're not really allowed to have an off day, are you?
No.
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 Not really. Really
is that
can't.
Hard to navigate that?
Yeah, it is, because everybody has an off day, you know?
Right. Right.
Some
Maybe
days
like
just,
four in a row.
Yeah, or four in a row, yeah.
So what do you do?
Personally, I feel like it's hard because I do get a lot of backlash still, like in life, just in general, just the way me and Jason started out. And you know, and I totally understand to an extent, but at the same time, I also feel like it's been 7.5 years and 2 kids later, so I don't really understand to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
So I do get a lot of hate, and I feel like that side of everybody feels like their opinion is just needs to be heard, and you don't think about the human being on the other side of that opinion, and how social media, you think you can say something to someone and maybe they're not gonna see it, but they do. And so when I read these things, a lot of times now it's like, oh yeah, I'm this, I'm that, whatever.
So people really are hateful.
Every single day.
Every single day.
Every single day. It doesn't matter if I post a video of my son or daughter or a picture of a flower or a picture of me with a cool hairstyle. It doesn't matter. And it's okay because I'm used to it. I will say this. Thank God. I honestly, when all that stuff was going on with me and Jason in the beginning, I used to be like, God, I know you put me in this position for a reason because I can handle it. Thank God you put me in this position because I'm strong enough. but I understand why people break during like bullying and cyberbullying and all the things, because you have, I'm just glad that I'm as strong as I am and I have the people around me, because a lot of people don't, and I get it.
Yeah. And people feel entitled to say whatever they feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, it's I don't awful. Have time for that. If you write something bad on my page, I'm going to block you and
delete. Yeah.
Delete it.
Like, I do. But, but in order to do that, you kind of have to read the comment, you know? And so it's like, yes, it leaves. But at the same time, you're like, man, babe, do I really look like a man?
Yeah, like, you do. I'm you like, really start to question yourself.
Like, you know, it's like you really question yourself for a second. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't realize, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, screw that person, you know, because I would never in a million years, even if I think something, intentionally hurt somebody else that way. Like, I just would never do that. So I have to remember that those are specific kind of people.
Yeah.
And you have to keep it moving. But it's difficult sometimes because you are human and you have days where you, you know, you don't feel good about yourself. And then you read things like that and you're like, oh, just, I just want to cry.
What do you
do? In a corner.
What do you do to make your, how do you bounce out of it? Like if you say you go down a spiral and you're not feeling, and you go down one of those black holes, like where it just like, it all is spiraling. How do you get out of it? How do you get back to that place of peace and be like, okay, I'm in a bad moment. People are hurting my feelings, but I'm not, I'm going to get out of it. What are your steps to getting out of it?
I guess I just like call people, you know, and I'm like,
I'm
feeling, I'm feeling this way. This really bothered me. Like, and then it's kind of takes a little bit of pick me up. Like, girl, don't worry about it. It's totally fine. You're like, yeah, you're right. You're right. Anyways, how's Kingsley or whatever? And you get to talking about something else and it kind of just naturally pulls me out of it. But you're human. I don't know. Yeah. But it's hard being in the spot. Like imagine the worst thing you've been through or a dramatic scenario that you've had to deal with personally. And then put that on a big scale, you know? And then you, you put yourself in that position, like, what if everyone knew? Or everyone cared, or everyone intensified it times a million. You're like, it's devastating, because you just want to be in a hole.
It's a lot of energy coming at you.
Yeah, it is a lot of energy, but just, you know, everybody's had their crap, and they've been through their drama, and they've been through things in life, but when you put that on a national scale, it's really embarrassing, and you don't really want to be the person on the other end of that, you know?
Yeah.
Even though you may have been a part in the reasoning, we're all human and you learn from those mistakes, but it's not fun, especially this long after. You're just like, okay, everybody just freaking be cool now. Finally, please be cool.
And they, like, they notice everything too. Like I remember posting this one thing and the dog food was like way in the back of the video. And someone was like, oh, you feed your dog that food? And I was like, was the dog food even in the video?
Yeah.
And then I like went back. I'm like, wow. Yeah. Okay. Now I see how you guys play.
Yeah.
You're going to be on to me about this.
I posted a video tonight and I didn't have my seatbelt on. I know we were parked.
Wear your seatbelt, girl.
Yeah. But I was like, babe, I got to. I was parked, but I was like, I got to put my seatbelt on because I am not trying to hear it. Like, you think about things that you typically wouldn't have to think about. Like, I just don't.
Or God forbid you do car karaoke and you're singing in the car. Are you watching the road? How are you guys driving down the road and singing into a camera?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm holding it. He's looking, just, you know what? Just don't worry about it.
Yeah. It's just every little thing you don't think about, just being a normal person when everybody feels like they, and you have to start thinking that way because, scrutiny is huge. So that's the downfall, but there's a ton of great things.
What are
too.
The blessings? Yeah. What have been the great things of having a platform and a voice to share?
Connecting with people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then just being able to speak and gosh, people like you guys who actually care. Like me and Caitlin tonight, we're like,
you were like, wait, what? Y'all are here for us?
You have a meet and greet. We're like, people care. Because we live such a life where everything's about our husbands. Rightfully so. They're so talented and amazing. But you kind of fall into a funk where you're like, am I feel like I used to have this solo life where I lived and I was doing so much for myself and independent. And then all of a sudden you kind of are just a shadow of another human and it's hard. It's hard to kind of like become that. So then to try to sort through that little shadow and make your own way, it's pretty difficult. And you know, but it's like being able to do that and then realizing that people care about you and your situation in your life, it's like rewarding as crap. Tonight is really awesome. So thank you.
This is why girls are so cool, because this doesn't happen for guys.
Thank you guys.
Thank you, Caroline, for bringing us all together.
I think, though, what you guys don't realize, which I have been so blessed to be the one to realize this, because my husband's in a band and on the road and I get this life and I see y'all, I get to live this backstage life too and see how it is. And I know that it's glamorous, but I also know that there's so much more to it and how important the women are. Like, these men who are singing, who are superstars, who all of us love and respect, are incredible, but like, they're going home to you guys every night. They're laying next to y'all when they go to sleep. They're talking ideas off of you guys. Like, your personalities are inspiring them and their music. You're helping them pick out songs. You are like the muse of their lives. So it's like, you guys are such important people because y'all are the most important person to these men. And it's like, what do you guys have going on? Because I know y'all personally, and it's like now because of social media, we're all getting to know, people have platforms that you don't just have to be like a quote unquote superstar who has like a music or a record deal or, you know, like some sort of type of career that throws you out in the public. Like, you can have your own platform. And I just think that it is so inspiring to know what y'all are about, what drives you, what are your dreams and your goals, because we're all just trying to live this life. And it's just like this inside look from another angle. So I feel like I have been blessed getting to be the one to get to talk to the wives of these women and get to talk to women like y'all, because I know how much it inspires my life. And I know it inspires all y'all's life, because look at everybody here. Look who's driving 6 hours to meet y'all. You know, it's really cool. So thank y'all for trusting me to share your stories and to have this outlet.
Well, it's people like y'all that make us want to, because, you know, there's people that try to bring it down, but then like, no. We're going to sort through that and like continue to post about our lives. So thank y'all. But
that's with life. Like, I feel like with everything, like, especially if you're brave enough to put yourself out there, you're going to get love and you're going to get hate. So I feel like, is that how, have y'all committed to speaking your voice? Have you just decided that like, yes, the hate's out there, but I'm not going to worry about it. Like, I'm just moving forward because this is what God has blessed me with and I'm going to use it.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't really have a filter. And like, no. I feel like I kind of cared in the beginning, and now I'm kind of just like, I don't do negativity. I don't want it around me. I don't want to see it. I don't have time for it.
Yeah. There's too much going on. When you have kids, you don't have time for all that.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, because you're just, it's a lot going on in daily life to like worry about other people's stuff, you know? Yeah. So
I follow three people on, no, do I? Do I follow three? I follow my husband, my dogs, and my baby. Oh. And that's all I have to see.
That's actually probably really nice to keep it focused.
Let me tell you, it is. It really is. I had an Instagram before, and then I deleted it, and I was like, I need a break from this. And I didn't have it for over a year, I think I got rid of my Instagram. And then I got it back, because then I felt left out, because all y'all are on Instagram all the time. So then I got Instagram again, and I was like, I'm not gonna do this again where, oh, why don't you follow me? Like, it became a thing, you know what I mean? And then when you don't talk to that person, you don't really want to see their stuff anymore, then you unfollow, and then they notice, and it's so stressful. And I'm
Amen.
Like, I'm just going to follow my family and be done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It is stressful.
It's too much.
Because all of a sudden you're hanging out with someone for a limited period of time, and then you're not, and you're like, I don't want to see your life every day.
I don't want to unfollow them because I don't want to be rude.
Yeah, I know.
Oh God,
so I
y'all.
Fresh.
What is social media? It's a whole life.
World.
I know. And our kids, I mean, navigating that with social media, y'all teach me how to do it when y'all are gonna get there. No, we'll get there around the same time. Brittany, you lead the way.
What?
With social media with children.
Yeah. No, yeah, there I don't you go. Know. No, don't follow me for shit. I don't know. I'm just really going through life daily, so don't follow me.
So tell me how y'all keep a thriving marriage, because y'all have so much that you're doing all the time. You're on the road, you are traveling, you got kids, you have your own careers that y'all are doing. How do you make marriage work? What is the dynamic of y'all's relationship behind closed doors that no one would know? Oh, thank you. Water. Thank you, Pearl.
Water.
Thought some water.
Y'all want some water?
Who wants some water?
Here.
Just kidding. Kind of, not really.
Here. Have a little refresher. You want a little water?
I should probably just keep hydrating.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell me what it's like behind closed doors.
That'd be awesome. It doesn't matter.
You want to go first?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Oh, I've not been drinking, y'all. That was just strictly me never wearing heels anymore.
But the marriage. Yeah, it's tough. I'm not going to lie. It's tough because they're gone a lot and, you know, life on the road is a lot, but I don't know. You kind of find your happy medium in it all. I don't really know. There's not really a secret because, I mean, obviously, everybody's like, do you guys fight? Of course we fight. We're human. We fight about things, you know. He's a huge hunter. I'm like an animal activist. Like, things happen, you know. So you have your moments where you just want to strangle each other, and we make that very clear. But, you know, at the end of the day, we love each other. We don't ever want to be with anyone else. We have these beautiful kids, we have a great life, and that's the core of it all. And
I said this in the beginning, you know, like, if everything went away tomorrow and we didn't have another thing but, like, a box to live in and our kids, I would still be there 100% of the way. I don't need all the things because I have you and I love you to pieces and I just don't want anyone else. And I feel like if that's the core, and I truly feel fortunate because I do know a lot of people are in situations maybe where they're not happy or they don't, like, I have family members that are going through this and they're not happy. They're in a situation where they don't really want to be with the person that they're with, or, you know, they've grown apart or whatever. And, you know, that sucks. And I hate that because there's been so many people in my life that have been in that situation. And I know what it's like to have real love with someone. And it was really hard to get to where we're at. But I love that person so much. And they are my best friend in the whole world. And I just wish that for everyone. You know, and I tell these people, like, it may be painful and there may be things that you need to go through that you don't want to go through. But everyone deserves that. It sounds cliche, but you do. And it's out there. And, you know, I have a person who's, you know, like, I'm just too old, or I have a couple kids and no one's going to want me. Or not true at all. It gets better. So there's somebody out there that's awesome. So I don't know where I'm going with that.
I love that.
I love my husband.
He's a sweetie. I don't know.
That's where I'm going. What would you say to someone who feels lost in their life right now, who doesn't feel... who feels like they're alone, who feels like they don't have anywhere they belong, who doesn't feel cool, who feels just like, I'm never gonna have anything going for me. Like, what would you tell someone like that?
Well, I think we've all been there. Oh my gosh, after I had Navy, I was heavier than I'd ever been. And my body was weird and I wasn't happy with myself, which in turn reflects on my relationship. You know, it's kind of like a trip or like a ripple effect. Like, I feel like I'm in an alien body and I have these babies and I just didn't feel like myself, you know? And I was like, this isn't the person that this person married. And I don't know, I feel like everybody has their lows in life regardless of what it is. But just know you are not alone. These people that, like, you assume have these perfect bodies and lives and men and kids and everything, it's like, I get puked on too. Like, we all have things, you know? Like life is just not perfect, so. I don't know, if you're at a low, just know it's okay. You're not the only one that feels that way. Just don't feel alone in it.
I would just own it.
Gets better.
Like, if I was alone, I'd be like, just own being alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Without just anyone, like, or just alone in general?
Just alone, like, in life.
Stop worrying about life. Like, who you're going to be with.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just own it. Be single. Go hang out. Because you're probably not going to be single forever. And then you're going to be like, dang, I miss going out with my girls, or I miss doing this. So it's just like, be in that moment.
Yeah.
Own being single or being alone, or and focus, find it as a time to focus on yourself.
I agree.
Oh, yes.
Pursue, you know, interests that you love.
It's okay to be by yourself. I have friends that, like, jump from relationship to relationship, and honestly, know yourself, travel, get to, you know, work hard, save money, do whatever it is that makes you happy, but enjoy that time by yourself.
I think
it will make you better in your relationship too, because it's like,
absolutely,
been there, done that. I know who I am. I'm confident in myself.
Yeah. And these are the things I will tolerate and the things I won't. I think that's very important too.
Yes.
That's the thing that's very important in our relationship. I skipped probably, but I do not put up with bullshit.
Yeah.
And especially the lives that our men lead, a lot of women, a lot of fans, a lot of touring, not a lot of things, you know, and I think you just need to be confident enough in yourself to say, this is what I will stand for. This is what I will not. And take
people
it or leave
crazy.
It.
People, you know? I've been put in a headlock at one of Kane's shows by a girl before.
What? Yeah.
Yes.
What?
I mean, keep in mind, she was very, I mean.
True.
This was probably like 3 years ago. And Kane gets done his show and he's with his tour manager and they're like, you know.
Going.
Because the fans are right here. So they're trying to get him on the bus. Like, go, go, go. And I'm just trailing along like, okay. And all of a sudden I feel whoosh right around my neck. And I'm like. And it was like slow motion because I'm seeing them still walking. And I'm like, guys, wait.
You can't
take it out. I'm like in a headlock by this girl over here. But some people are crazy.
I got whiskey and Coke poured on my head.
Oh, yeah.
I was pissed.
I would be too.
Yeah, but she did it in the dark.
She could tell you so many stories.
You know, and it was just like, my damn hair.
We got stories for days. It'll be
stories
to be
for days,
day.
Guys. It's not all glamorous. Yeah.
It's not all that glamorous. Let me tell you.
So I feel like you are a target because there's people that are awesome, and then there's people that are like see you as just like, you know, I don't know the word, whatever.
Yeah. just a, they feel like they can just like say it, whatever they feel like.
Or they give you like death threats and crazy stuff. Then you really have to start worrying because there are crazy people out there. And, you know, you start bringing your babies to shows and stuff. And I will not bring her out in public. Everyone asks, they're like, is she going to be at the shows? And it's like, maybe she will, but you will not see her.
Yeah.
Because there's crazy people out there. And they do, like, I've gotten some crazy things said to me on social media, and it's scary, and you have to take it to another level.
How do you navigate that? Because it is actually scary. It's not just people talking about stuff. Like, how do you navigate that?
There's been like a couple situations that we actually have to take to security, and they have to research the situation. And there's some crazy super fans that are in love with my husband or our husbands. You know what I mean? They're like, forget you. I want you not in the picture.
It's kind of like you're
obsessed.
Standing in the way.
I'm in the. I'm so sorry, girl. I'm in your way. Go ahead. Like, yeah, I was like, but they almost believe like I'm supposed to be with Kane, and I'm like, but you're not. But you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're not. So. Mm-hmm. Then we just have to navigate those women and say, I'm sorry, but no longer will you be attending a Kane Brown show anymore.
Or the people that like feel like they're family members, legit, you know?
Oh,
I'm the sister. No, I know his sister. Yeah. We're actually
oh my
really
God,
good friends.
I know.
Not sister. We have the same daddy.
Yes.
No, the fuck you don't.
Oh, we have the same daddy.
Yeah. I don't know, like, what the fuck?
I remember when me and Kane were just dating. So we were just girlfriend and boyfriend. I didn't have my pass on me. And I went out and I was coming back into backstage. And security was like, honey, can I see your pass? And I was like, it's on the bus. And he was like, who are you? And I was like, I'm Kane's girlfriend. He goes, aren't they all, honey? And I was like,
excuse me.
So then I had to call someone to come get me to prove that I was allowed to be back there. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Aren't they all?
Thank you.
So what's a perfect day for you guys? If y'all are having your perfect day, you can just plan it. Like, this is your dream day. What are you doing?
It has to have my kids in it, because I've realized whenever I want to go out on the road or do something with Jason, all I can think about is like, God, I miss the babies. So like, I need a little bit of them. Mm-hmm. Definitely a dose of Memphis and Navy, for sure.
Oh, yes.
God, and then like, I need some dogs.
Where are you in
I
your
need
perfect
my
day?
Huh?
Where are you in your perfect day? Like, what place are you?
Nashville, honestly. We have a beach house. I love the beach, you know, to an extent, kind of. It's a lot of humidity and bugs, but Jason loves it, so it's fine. I like Nashville, personally. We're probably in our new house that doesn't exist yet. It's, like, still, you know, in the works. We're in the new house.
Which I love the home tours. Thank you for those.
Really?
Thank you.
Thank
they're
you.
So fun.
Some people like them. Some people don't, but...
Yes. Who no, loves
keep
the home
them
tours?
Thank y'all.
They're so fun.
Some people... It's not a form of like, I hate this. Oh my gosh, we have someone who's here. She's a dream. She is part of our home. Like she's bringing it into fruition. It's amazing. Her name's Amber. Thank you so much for everything you do. She's been with us for years working on this home. So my happiest day would be a little dose of kiddos, a little dose of animals, my husband in our new house.
I love that.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Kate?
I mean, I think it's pretty much the same thing. I love Nashville. Every time we go away, I'm excited. But once we come home, I'm like, oh, thank God we're home. We live like way deep in the woods. And at first when we moved there, I was a little nervous and scared. And now it's like my favorite place to be. So just being home and chilling and... Honestly, like springtime, I like to grill and have a margarita. And now
I like to binge watch shows too.
Binge watch.
In
what
jammies.
Do you binge watch? What do you like to watch?
Oh God, we
Kardashian.
Like to show you on Netflix.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, no, what was the one that you and Jason put up?
Yellowstone.
On? No,
Yellowstone.
No.
What?
The one when they're on the island. Temptation Island.
I love trashy TV.
Get on
yes.
it. I swear to God, it's really actually kind of.
They told us to watch
so
it,
good.
And then we had
it's
like a long
like
bus
risque,
ride,
a little bit,
and we watched
so
the whole thing.
Who you watch it in front of? But it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, don't watch it.
I'm actually sad The Bachelor's on tonight. We're missing it. That's like my one trashy show. I love it so much. I love.
Just
I've never
it.
Seen The Bachelor.
What?
Never seen an episode.
Oh my
really?
God! You're missing.
Like,
out.
I know.
Got that from you.
I know. I had a friend that was on. I know.
You did? Oh man.
I did.
Shit.
Okay.
It's so
start.
Good. Binge watching TV all day.
Yeah.
I feel like, Amara, you got to say something.
Well, I was just going to say, once you start The Bachelor, though,
You can't
there's
stop.
No
you're stuck?
Getting out. So
maybe. Yeah, because you just want to find out if you're right.
Room, actually.
Yeah. Once you start, you can't stop.
It's I got to get like the green light from Jason because we always binge together. So as long as he's on board, I'm good.
I needed to find something good to watch while I was pumping.
So your man gets home and you done watch that episode.
Shit. No, it doesn't happen. I can't.
And he finds out what happens.
No. He'll be like, you fucking serious?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
For real. Pissed.
That would be like an epic fight as far as we must be in a fight for me to be like, oh.
I'm going to watch this?
I'm watching it.
You know what?
Because, yeah, it's going to be an argument. You? Yeah. I would never do it. I just would never do it.
That's sacred marriage code.
Yeah. I would be upset.
Yeah.
If they're ahead of me,
see,
piss me off.
Me and Kane aren't so much like that because he wants me to find a good show to watch so he can sit there and play Xbox the whole time. So he's like, babe, don't you want to watch that show? Like, isn't The Bachelor on? And I'm like, you want to watch it? He's like, no, but don't you? And then the headphones go on and he doesn't hear me for 3 hours. And I'm like, dang, I married a gamer.
You did.
You know it. You sent me that video. Yeah.
He loves to game.
He's a gamer. But I have to say, I understand why he likes it. It's his escape. Yeah. It's like he puts on it. He hangs out with his friends on there. And
wait, he meets up with his friends on the game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like Jason. I had to learn so much about it.
Yeah. But they have a headpiece. He goes, all right, babe, I'm going to talk shit to 12-year-olds.
Like, no one. I know. So weird.
Awesome. I love it. Because then it gives me a minute.
One day I heard like a kid on there. I'm like, babe, are you playing with like a 10-year-old? And he was like, yeah, and he sucks. And this and that. I'm like, babe, how old are you? Like, hold on.
Yeah, and he sucks.
Jace has like a PlayStation area in the new house. He does. It's an extension of our bedroom so I can watch him. Watch him talk shit. I think it's great.
That is hilarious. Yeah. They're just like big kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Michael just recently got a PlayStation. I guess that's what it is. And he just like goes upstairs and disappears. And I'm like, all right.
I think it's great.
But it gives you a minute.
It does give you a minute.
Sometimes you need it.
Yeah.
Are we talking, y'all? No, we are. I guess that's the point of this. We're going to open this up for a little bit of Q&A because we are right at 8 o'clock. I would keep talking on forever,
but I know y'all
have a few questions.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions? We're going to open up the audience to a couple Q&A. Amara's got the microphone.
Nice.
She's going to pass it on. So raise your... Okay, right here in the front.
Red.
Let's hear it.
Nervous.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Sarah. I live in Williamson County, and I'm opening a dog grooming pet spa.
Oh.
So my question is, do you guys have animals? And what's their names and why did you name that? Because I hear every single day what dogs or cats' names are and why. So that's my question.
Okay. Let me start. Okay. We have Mia, who's a Pomeranian. And honestly, Keely and Kendall, Jason's oldest two, we pulled like tabs one night. They each got to pick a name. It was Chloe and Mia. Flipped them and then we pulled and Mia won. I don't know. They chose it. Or Kendall, actually, I think, won that one. And then Saint, we rescued him from St. Louis, and he was found in a gutter. And he is currently at school again because he keeps chewing the wood work. But he's with us. But his name's Saint after St. Louis. So there's ours.
We have Rambo. And actually, Rambo was 3 months when I met Rambo, and he's a old English bulldog, so he's like this chunky attitude, a whole lot of love, but like the best for the owners, the worst dog for everybody else, because he's very territorial, and and then we have Nash, but right now, I know like I've got a lot of messages about Nash on my Instagram because they haven't seen Nash in a while. And we sent him back to his trainer as of now because with the baby, he's about 130 pounds and it was just starting to get a little scary. So we're kind of testing Nash to see if we can help some of his hyperness and stuff because, you know, you don't want to put her in like the little bouncy chair and God forbid. So, but we have Nash and... we just thought Nash was a cool name. I guess Nashville. I mean, I guess it goes without saying. Yeah. But they're sweet babies.
We did have a Frenchie. Sounds bad, but I didn't realize how energetic French bulldogs were. I had an English and he passed away. And then we had a Frenchie named Boss. Jason wanted to name our child Boss. I said, hell no.
Oh, yes.
And so I was like, you can have the dog. to name him that, but so that's how he got his name. But Jason's gone so much. He was gone for almost 2 weeks. I had Memphis. I was pregnant. Memphis was like 4 months. I was pregnant. I had one dog with cancer, Mia, who's really loud, and then I had Boss, who was crazy, eating everything. And I was like, babe, something has to go. And it's obviously not the baby. It's not my bully. So figure it out. Like, I can't. And he thought Bentley, my bulldog, was going to pass from cancer, you know, before he did. So he got me another dog to kind of soften the blow. Well, my baby kept living, thank God. And so he got, now I'm stuck with all these dogs. Jason's gone. It was a whole thing. So
I'm telling you, those actually, bulldogs.
Oh, if you have ever owned an English, it's just another form of love.
The best.
Yeah,
dog.
But the Frenchie, we gave him to a friend. So Boss, child name, but nah.
That would have been a pretty epic child name, I gotta say. Huh? Boss Aldine. I mean, that's
Boston,
pretty epic.
Boston, call him Boss. I said, but babe, what if he's like an assistant for like a somebody who he's like, you know,
like no,
wormy and weird.
I'm the boss.
And like, you can't name a boss. You're gonna set him up for failure. It was awful. So I was like, just name the dog. And then he got his fix, you know?
I love it. Okay, so we're gonna have a few more questions. You got one.
Okay, so one Roll Tide for
Roll Tide. Did you go to Bama? You from Bama?
I lived in Bama for a while.
Awesome.
But two Roll, or I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee, representing.
Woo!
And three, what does your tattoo on your arm say?
Oh, this is Italian, and it says, life is too short.
Mm-hmm. What inspired that?
Well, I come from a very Italian family, and I actually was on the bus. It was like an off day in Mexico, and I was like, I'm going to go get a tattoo. And I saw a road sign as we were driving to where we were going. It said, life's too short. And I'm like, yep, that's what it's going to be.
I love it.
So,
live
yeah.
in the moment.
Yeah.
Kate and Kane love
tattoos. We do. I've gotten
tattoos.
A few tattoos here upstairs. Kane has two.
It's kind of like a thing. She's like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow?
You want to go get a tattoo?
You want to get a tattoo? Like, shit, what do I mean, you know, I have to think about it. Like, I need something to put on my butt. But she's just like, hey, it's a Saturday.
Have you seen my husband?
I know. I think it's great.
I love tattoos.
I think it's great.
I know, I get nervous about the permanence of it, but also it's fun. Mm-hmm.
But you do things that mean, you know, I've got a stupid one when I was like 18.
What is it, an area code or something?
It's...
Hey, I mean, I know a ton of people that get area codes.
Area codes, for real?
Yeah, like the 615. I'm from Nashville. Or like,
no, it's actually not as cool as an area code. I don't want to talk about
oh,
it.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, you got to tell us what it is.
It's stars, y'all. I don't know. I was 18.
I have a moon.
No, not really cute. It's really not cute. I need it removed, but they're teal and purple, and I hear that hurts really bad. You know, like, colors, like, takes longer to come out. Really? Oof.
Just keep know. It.
I love it. Keep it. I love it. It marks time. Okay, who else got a question? Okay.
Here. This is for the lovely host. Who has been, maybe not your favorite, but most influential guest you've had on your podcast?
You know, people do ask me that question quite a bit because I have the privilege of interviewing so many amazing people, women in particular, like you guys. I have to say, every single, and this is not lying, every single interview that I do, I leave that interview and I'm like, dang, that was such a great interview. Like, that was such a great story. That person is so fascinating. Like, what a life that person lives. And I think that what I have really enjoyed about all of my podcast interviews is to hear the journey, because like they're talking about, social media is a highlight reel. And like, it's so easy to come up with your own idea about how people live their life and like what their life is about. But I love hearing the whole journey and like seeing like, wow, like y'all, they've been through struggles. They've had highs, they've had lows. There's like amazing parts of their life that are, we all would love to participate in. But then there's also like stuff that they got to get through and they're just like us. So I started my podcast because I felt alone and I felt like nobody understood me and like, you know, so emo. I mean, just like, I'm all like sad and like, I'm never gonna like, I'm very emotional and I wanted to interview people that inspired me. And what I have gained from it is realizing that we are all on this journey, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what your life looks like, we're all on the same kind of journey. It looks different
Preach.
For everybody, but we're all going through the same stuff and we all wanna be happy. We wanna find purpose, we wanna find love. And I've realized that that's what everybody wants. So it's been inspiring for me. I feel like I'm the biggest beneficiary because I get to hear all these stories. And I'm like, dang, I feel like I just got like an Oprah session by getting to have these talks. So it's been a blessing for me. I really have to say all of them have been. So today I'll say this one is my favorite interview I have
you
ever
sweetie.
Done.
I was like, Caroline, you don't have to say that because we're sitting here.
It's true. I love y'all so much. So
I got
much.
Another question back
we
here.
We love you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Emily.
Hiya.
Thank y'all for having this podcast and having us out this evening.
Ooh.
I have a really random question. I'm going to be 35 March 18th. I'm with my high school sweetheart. We've been together for like 19 years, married for 12. We have an 8-year-old, almost 6-year-old. We're in our mid-30s, though. Yeah. I don't know who else is that in their mid-30s.
Yeah.
My husband just recently got like a CPAP machine. Like, I just need to know.
Mine needs one.
We're past our 20s. We're in the thick of things, if you will. And with the CPAP machine, I want to know how you keep things spicy, you know? My husband, whenever he's feeling it, I'm sorry, the crinkle of your CPAP machine
is not sex.
It's not really getting things hot and spicy for me.
Oh my God.
And we have kind of entered the, should we have a playlist going on? Like,
Emily, you're my soulmate.
I just need to know, okay? Because I love my man. Oh. I love the CPAP, whatever, you know.
I love you wear a CPAP at night, yeah?
I mean, he's got to. He's got sleep apnea.
Oh, okay, obviously. Okay, that makes sense.
Obviously, it's not during the, you know what I'm saying.
Cool girl.
But I recently asked him, I'm like, babe, we need like a playlist. Like, I need
playlist?
Something to keep it spicy. Ooh.
Okay, how are you know? Dead.
We're mid-30s here, okay?
That's right.
Please.
I don't know the answer to this.
What if you're tired and you've had the kids all
tired?
Do you just have to make time for romance, basically? Do you carve it out? Or is it just how do we keep that spark?
So sorry.
I wish they weren't here right now.
I have to carve this shit out. It has to be kind of plans.
But it's important.
A lot going on in the day.
It's important to carve it out, though, to make sure the romance
stays
lit.
I'm like, babe, tonight, I got you. And then, if it doesn't happen, I'm so in trouble. You know, because men look forward to that shit. And they really take it personal.
You start the day and you're like, oh, it's going down tonight all day. You're kind of like planning for it. And then you get to the nighttime and you're tired.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
There's been this
or you'll just be like,
oh, the baby's taking a nap. Let's go.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you're also in your 20s, you bitch. I'm sorry, but I don't know. Maybe it's happened too. I'm just tired as fuck.
I know.
But okay, so sorry for my mouth.
Hey, I love it. I think it's great.
I'm sorry. I just would do it before the CPAP goes on. Long story short. And we have to plan sometimes because our days are really busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, I've got you tonight. But now that I can drink.
Oh God. Sounds horrible.
Now that I can have some drinks, because I will say pregnant, it's like just not the same.
Oh no,
you
it's
just
not.
Feel sober.
No.
It's weird. It's
everything
just
hurts. You got a big belly. Yeah. You can only do it.
It's more fun now. But we do have to plan sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, before the CPAP goes on. I don't know. Do you hate me? Guys, our husbands are here.
Well, give it a round of applause for the hobbies.
They refuse to come down, but they want.
Do you guys have anything you need to add?
Are y'all mortified?
Not after that.
How you guys keep it spicy up there?
Emily, do you guys? Okay.
Kate's in the shower.
Kane.
How do we do that?
That's the thing with guys is they're ready anytime.
Anytime.
Oh, anytime. Yeah. Girls, I mean, we're ready.
Yeah, I'm like, can you ask me before I put my makeup on and I just blow dried my hair?
And took a shower.
Took a shower.
Yes.
This shit takes a long time to put together. And then you want to do it.
Well, I'm not going
Let
there.
Them
nope.
know.
There's men in
here. Yeah, we should probably stop this conversation right now. If they weren't
I'm
here,
ladies. Maybe. I got you.
So the answer to that is before this EVAP comes on, and get yourself a sexy playlist.
90s R&B.
Playlist,
all
yeah.
day long.
R&B, for
just,
sure.
Just turn it
I
on.
I think R&B for sure.
Rap.
Rap can be rap.
Okay, we got one more question over here, then I think we're going to have to wrap it up because we're at 8:10. Okay, so over here in the...
I got one shout out and one question.
Okay.
Hi, ladies.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
There's a guy here in the audience.
Nice.
I am.
Oh, shit.
This message was paid for by Whiskey Row and Chase Irwin. Who is the best tattoo artist in town?
Bubba.
There we go. Who's
Bubba.
What's your favorite bar on Broadway?
Whiskey Row.
Let's go.
Oh, wait. No, Jason Aldean.
Chase and Al
D. We're getting real controversial.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, conflicts of interest. Whoa. I like about that.
Jason, I'm sorry. I just said it because we were here right now.
I know. That's cool. We can't.
It's obvious for me, guys, but I love it here too. Yeah. I really do. I do. I've gotten drunk here.
I like Hockey Talk. I like Tootsies. Tootsies is fun. I don't know. All Broadway is cool. So if you guys are going out, get a drink at every bar.
We're going to Jason's later if anyone wants.
Yeah.
I got your last question.
Okay, last question.
Right here.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm feeling a type of way right now because I'm like 40, so I feel like 100. And that's fine. No. Okay. So we have 3 teenage daughters.
Okay.
So let's talk about where do you fit that in your schedule, because they stay up way later than you'll ever stay.
That's true. Because we have 2.
I'm really confused about that. I love my husband and God bless him. And no, we're not rich or famous, but in order for this society in this day and age, your husband has to travel or do something crazy for you to be a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
That's really rough. That's really rough. And so, definitely not rich or famous, but it's very hard. I mean, I can totally feel you guys on a whole different level.
Right.
And where do we fit that in the schedule? Mm.
Go ahead, Kate.
He would really love to know.
Okay.
Are we talking about sexy time still?
Sexy time.
Any time of anything.
Well,
really.
I feel
where do you
like
fit anything in?
They stay up like 24/7. I'm 40. I can't do that anymore.
I know. Right. I don't know.
Well, I feel
don't
like
know.
The good part about having teenagers now is lock your door. It's like, they can take care of themselves now.
They got bobby pins.
So, honey, I'm busy.
Girl,
so,
they got bobby pins, though. They know how to use them.
Oh, they're coming they're like, in.
They don't want to come in
Keelan,
there.
He's got a 16-year-old.
I would say you don't want to come in here.
No. We do not, they do not want to go in that locked door.
Brittany, I know you got 2 teenage girls.
I know. Once, she's a...
What do you do with that? Oh, we'll be back in just a minute. It might take 10
minutes.
No,
we don't.
Minutes, when we'll be back.
We make it very clear. We're going to bed. You guys,
and you're gonna stay over there.
Stay out of here. Stay out here. I don't
unless
know.
You want to see your dad in the bathroom naked.
I would. They would freaking die.
I
would just be like, we gotta go to bed. We're tired. That's what we do. But we have an excuse because we have babies.
Yeah,
it's
and you
easy.
Really are tired.
We're like, we're exhausted. We honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. Anybody? I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys,
sorry.
I think we're gonna have to wrap it up. I like to ask one more
thank
question. Oh wait, we're dying question over here. Dying question, and then we're gonna wrap it up.
Okay.
Okay, what is it? And then this is it.
Okay.
Both Lindsays. Brittany, I want to know how you named your babies, because your son Memphis looks exactly like my son.
Oh.
And I'll have to show you pictures later. But I want to know how you picked your
the
names.
Lips. I will just kiss those lips. Memphis, Jason, well, we don't agree on much. We're very different people. Memphis was like in Navy, actually, we had lists. So we both like added names in, you know, and then Memphis was the only one we could agree on. I loved Roman. He loved Boston. Boss. Memphis was the only one we were both like, yes. He's like, Roman's like the Fast and the Furious. We all had our reasons, you know, and you know a ton of people in life that are named every name. So that's why they're a little bit weird. But Memphis, and he loves Elvis. So it's like where Elvis was from. Yeah. Yes. And then Navy, kind of the same thing. We both loved Havana. And I think Havana was gonna be the name before we were even pregnant with her, so it was just like, it's set too long, and then we were like, oh, we're kind of over it, because we've been thinking about that for forever. So long story short, I think it was just like the one name that for each gender that both of us could agree on.
That's perfect. Beautiful.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
How'd you get Kingsley while we're on baby names?
Well,
Kingsley.
I thought for sure we were gonna have a boy, and so I liked the name Kingston. It just felt strong to me. And so then when I found out we were having a girl, I was like, dang, I really liked that name though. And so I was like, let's just do Kingsley. Make it a little bit more feminine, and but still kind of have the same concept. And we still get sometimes like, why did you name your baby girl like King? And I'm like, who cares? She's gonna be strong, independent. It's just good. That's her. So
I love it. Okay, so my last question for you guys, this is how I wrap up all my podcasts, is leave your light. So what do you want to share with people? What do you want people to know? It's just a broad topic. It really can be anything. Like, when you hear that, what do you want people to know?
It's kind of something that I wanted to talk about during this thing, but when I actually initially came to Nashville, a lot of people were not the most welcoming, and they were extremely rude and mean, and it was very hard for me for a long time. I guess what I'm trying to say with that is, like, I refuse to be mean to people. Like, I feel like I
have just been in the opposite position. And so I just want everyone to always, always, always feel welcome, always feel like no matter what, you're worthy. So just always be nice to people for sure, because you don't know what they're going through.
So. Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. You up?
I would say me and Kane definitely learned this in the past 6 months is to appreciate the people around you. Say hello, say goodbye. You don't know if they'll be there tomorrow. And just love everyone. There's not enough time in this life to have hate and negativity. And it's just so important to surround yourself with love. And you know, when you walk in the room, don't brush by people. Notice them, ask them how they're doing, and be genuine about it. At the end of the day, like, actually care. You know what I mean? Care about people. Because yes. You might regret that one day not asking them how they were. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
yeah. Love it.
Just be careful of people.
I love that.
My girl.
You guys. Caitlin and Brittany, can we
thank
give them
y'all.
A round of
thank
applause?
You so much for being here, you guys.
Amara Hall, yes. Keeping it rocking, amazing. Giving us the spoken word. Thank you
for
joining us.
Me.
Thank y'all all for coming. Y'all are the yep. best. And to the husbands upstairs, family and friends.
Love you.
We love y'all. This is awesome.
Yes.
We're going to keep this going and doing more of these. So yeah. y'all yeah. keep following along. And thank let's y'all. Do a little, let's rock us out, Amara.
I mean, woo. Y'all need some walk-off music,
yeah,
right?
We need some walk-off. Get those fireworks going, too.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate
thank
you.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.